Hi, I'm Emily. I'm from Scotland and we're talking about concepts of immigration.
Hi, I'm Melanie. I'm from Germany.
Hi, I'm Henrika from Finland.
Hi, I'm Sandra from Estonia.
Hi, I'm Tommaso from Italy.
Hi, I am Marta from Italy.
Hi, I am Camilla from Italy. Italy has the highest percentage of immigrants. Finland and Estonia have a similar level of immigrants.
If you come to Italy as a refugee, then they give you the assistance to live.
People are making money from refugees going to Italy, about 3,000 euros per refugee. There are a lot of refugees in Germany. Some Germans are scared of the refugee.
In 20 years, English will be more widely spoken across Europe. If there are wars in the future, then this will impact the immigration to different countries, as there may be more refugees seeking a safe place to live. Some countries, such as Italy and Germany, may have stricter and safer borders to prevent illegal immigration. Countries may also introduce tighter policies and illegal immigration. Every country wants to keep their nationality and culture and does not want to lose it. However, cultures will not disappear, but there will be new ones. With new cultures, it means we can learn more languages and other traditions. It may be easier for immigrants to integrate in the future because people may have more accepting attitudes towards immigration. If there is more immigrants from other countries, there could be more supports available in schools for immigrants.
Borders would be more controlled because of the illegal immigrants, for example, in Germany. There will also be more refugees because of wars, South Korea and also the Arabic states, and maybe Turkey, too, because of Erdogan, because many people are nowadays upset with the government of the dictatorship. Also in Africa, there are bad standards of living and people do not feel safe, so many people are moving around to find a safer life for their own and for their family. I think the cultures will be mixed up because many people from different countries are living in one country, for example Little Italy in New York or Chinatown. Probably there will be more multicultural cities like these. The immigrants who are already living in one country will help to integrate the new immigrants.
In 20 years, education will be more easier to get. It will be easier to go some other country's university and study there. In Estonia and Finland, there are quite similar school systems. I think that it will be like that with other countries' school systems as well. The culture will be mixed. In Estonia, there are already a term called Estonis. It means that a lot of people use different English words mixed with Estonian language. Borders will probably open up. After Brexit, other European Union members will be even more clinched with European Union.
After Brexit, immigration to the UK will be harder. With Brexit, in 20 years, there will probably be stricter border control and it will be harder for British people to immigrate to other countries in the European Union. However, I think that there will still be lots of new cultures introduced into the United Kingdom and therefore there will be education of more languages and cultures. Hopefully, there will be support for immigrants that will advance and they will still feel at home in the UK.